Hi, this is Dan Tallarico, the social media and PR specialist at Printing Industries of America, and today I'm with...
Bernie Martin with Rapid Production Marketing.
Bernie, you'll be talking at the Integrate Print Forum we have coming up October 24th and 25th, and you'll also be doing the social soiree that night. And so I thought maybe it would be nice to sort of talk to you about, you know, get like a preview of some of the things you'll be discussing. Can you sort of tell us, like, some of the steps of what a printer could do to sort of, what do they do when they need to start social media?
It's kind of like building a house. You've got to have a plan to build the house, and the first thing that you've got to do is kind of select where you're going to build the house at and what the land looks like. And the printing industry, even within the segments of the printing industry, depending on the size of the company, depending on where their target market is, it's kind of like... You have to be social ready, the same way that a customer for a printing job has to have stuff print ready. There's kind of a checklist that you probably want to go through just to understand where you're at. And again, that's kind of like that building the house part, where you want to come in and say, all right, what's the terrain look like? Do some research on the front side, and then architect it out. Have a strategy, an overall strategy. And the strategy can be fairly simple, but you've got to have a strategy coming in to know what you're going to do when you get into social media, or even if you are already in social media. And then you select the social media sites that are going to be most appropriate for you. Now, obviously, things like LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook are the essential components, but then there could be some niche components within your target market and your segment. I hope that covers the 40,000 foot view for you.
Yeah, it certainly does. That's a pretty broad analysis. Now, you mentioned like LinkedIn. I feel like that is something that maybe printers can really take advantage of the most. So do you have any tips or tricks for like using LinkedIn or how a printer could use that?
Well, the first part of it is, regardless of the size of your company, you've got to have your own house in order. And that means your own personal profile. So make sure that you've got good summary information there on what you do. Make sure that your website is connected. And there's some tricks within that and some details within that on adding your website, adding your YouTube channel, adding your social media sites. But proper descriptions of your job duties is also kind of important.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to update your profile. And on LinkedIn, if it says, that you're not 100% complete, work to get to 100% complete, because Google searches for those things and LinkedIn shows up there. So if you're not keywording your LinkedIn profile and having proper descriptions, you're not going to get found. That's the first part.
Right.
Second part, well, one of the most important things is data picture. The bounce rate is somewhere around like 80%, and bounce rate is, you know, how long someone stays on a page.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures really draw people in. It's a personal connection. So people want to see your picture, especially if you've been doing business over the phone or haven't seen somebody in a long time. Having a current picture is really important. It just adds a little bit more personality. And you've got to remember that social media is really about personal connections. And LinkedIn is at the forefront of that.
Yeah, I think it's super important to sort of join the relevant groups to you and get in there and talk with other printers or, you know, whatever your business might be, and sort of share your common interests and share your knowledge.
Well, there's multiple things you can do on LinkedIn. One, you can share industry information with relevant groups. But you can also participate in conversations in other segments. QR codes. Are kind of hot right now. Everybody wants to do something with them. But a lot of people aren't sure how to apply them, where to use them. And those conversations go on in a lot of vertical markets.
Right.
If you're a small printer and you're in a vertical, then you probably want to jump into those vertical conversations and say, hey, here's some tips on, you know, if you have a blog, here's some tips on how you can use QR codes. Here's how you can have them ready for print.
Well, those are some great tips, and I was just about out of time here. So Bernie, thanks so much for talking with me about this.
Oh, absolutely. Look forward to meeting everybody.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be great. The Integrated Print Forum, October 24th and 25th. You could find out more information by going printing.org/integratedprint.